right. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28, and Matthew 13. You remember on, we're going to be praying in just a few minutes. On last week when I told you that this was a scripture that I somehow had left off the week before, and how important it is in prayer to acknowledge the Holy Spirit and invite Him to help you to pray. Amen?
Amen.
So tonight, that's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to acknowledge Him, and then we're going to ask Him to help us to pray about some specific things. Amen?
Amen.
Very, very specific. I'm always amazed, like I tell you, when I come and, you know, apostle begins to teach and then to tell us about things that the Holy Spirit gave me for the class for tonight. And he talked a lot tonight about the Holy Spirit. And it was just laid on my heart that we would spend about 5 or 10 minutes praying. And what we're going to be praying about, apostle taught you the very, very first session. And online students, we do want you to join in. About the spirit of truth, remember, and the spirit of error. He told us, and he told us how important that it was. Well, he's also teaching us about divine direction, okay? And, you know, we can't have divine direction without the Holy Spirit, because he is our guide. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's start with Romans 8, 26 through 28. Y'all got it? Bibles, iPads, iPhones. Okay, let's read. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Before we go to Matthew 13, turn to John 16. And we're going to read verses 12, 13, 14, 15. Amen.
Amen.
John 16, verses 12, 13, 14, 15. Ready? Okay, let's read. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Say that again. He will guide you into all truth. Again, he will guide you into all truth. Go ahead.
For he shall not speak of himself.
But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. And he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, he knows everything. Amen. He has the answer to all of our questions. He has the solution to all of our problems. He knows the pathway to every healing, every sign, and every wonder. Amen? And Jesus says that he was going to guide us. And so he is there. He's just waiting on us. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to know that he's there. And we're going to be asking him tonight for help with our divine direction, our discernment. Amen. These are the things that we want. Now turn over to Matthew 13. We're going to read verses 11 and verse 16. What we're doing, remember now, when we're reading scriptures, faith cometh by
hearing.
And hearing.
Okay,
so we're building our faith so that when we go to God, we will have faith in what we're asking for. You see what I'm saying? That's the purpose of this. You know, that's how you're supposed to pray. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there's a part in our lesson tonight that we're going to get to. And, you know, I'm gonna say a little bit about pet scriptures. You got to be careful with them pet scriptures. Mr. Bounds talks about fixed promises. You know, we just look at the promise, but he's telling us that there are some things that we got to add before we can just go to God and, I guess, try to receive that promise. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Matthew 13:11. Let's read. Ready? Let's go. He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it is not given. It's given to you. You understand? It is given to you to know. It's given to me to know. Okay? We can know. You got to have faith that I can know. Amen? And then go down to verse 16. Ready? Let's read. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Hallelujah. So you have to thank God. Remember my pastor said, thank him. Thank you, Lord. I got eyes that can see. Talking about spiritually. Thank you, Lord. I got ears that can hear. Amen. So let's stand up. We're going to go before God. Online students, we do want you to pray with us. You are part of the class. We want you to be partakers. We're praying for discernment and divine direction. Amen?
Amen?
Discernment and divine direction. Ready? Let's pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, giving you praise and honor and glory. Holy Spirit, we do acknowledge you. Hallelujah. We ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to pray. We're praying and believing for divine direction in every area of our lives, whatever we need. Amen. Whatever we need, we know that you can guide us, you can teach us, you can help us, you can show us the way, Holy Spirit. We're asking for discernment, spiritual discernment in every area, and we give you the praise, Lord God, and all the honor and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to God. Alalala Mahaya, you're here, Holy Spirit. Glory to God, you have the answer to all of our questions. Alalala Mahanara Mayasira Bokosakandara Bakaya, you have the solution to all of our problems. Alalala Mahi here. Amamamamamandebede. Alalala Malala Kindara Bakaya, you're here, we thank you. Alalala Mahanara Mayasira Bokoshandara Bakahaya. Ayera Mamamamamandebede. Alalala Balala Kandara Mayasia. Shade de 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 shade de 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 ala la la mala la here ala la la mala la kanda la maya sala la kanda la maya sia de mohoya ye here, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. You want us to know, Lord. Ala la la my here. Oh my, you want us to know. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shala la la my here. Ala la la mala la kanda la maya sia de mahanda de here me send it every day. Every heart. Glory to God, every mind. Ala la la ma he here. Shere de 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 de. Ala la la ma la la kanda ra ma ya sa la la kinda ra ba kaya ye here. Thank you, Lord. Ala la la ma yandi. Ada da ra ba here. Oh, ra ba 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 de de be here de be send de be de ye here, Lord God. Blessed are our eyes for they see. Thank you. Ala la la ma here. Ala la la ba la la kanda ra ma ya sa la la kinda ra ba kaya ye here, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless our ears, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Ala la la ba here be send de be de boko satan da ba ka ha. Mama mama mande de be de. Yes, Lord God. We can see and we can hear in the spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, all the blessing, all the thanksgiving for it, Lord God. Oh, all mine. Glory to God. Alala Mahia. Ashanda Rabakaya Yahia, Lord God. Anonono Mokola Lakinda Rebedea. De Boko Shakanda Rabakaha. Mama Manda Rebede. Mama Manda Rebedeha. Oh, Rabashi here. Oh, Rabababababaka Shakanda Rabakahaya. Alalanda Rebede, Lord God. Alalalanda Rebede. Oh, Ramamahaha. Oh, Rebe Sinda Rabakaya. We bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Eredere bonda rabayasaya. Eredere dende rebekira masaya. Ololo boko shakanda rebeki here. Oh, rabababababaka shakanda rabakaha. Amamama mande rebedea. Ololo boko shanda rabaki here. Alalala makanda ramayasa. Alalala makalala kanda ramahia. Alalala makalala kanda ramayasala lakinda rabakaya. Hallelujah, Lord. Alalala makishanda rabakaha. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ololo moho shanda rabakahaya. Alalala makanda ramayasia. Alalala makalala kanda ramayasia. Alalala mahana namahia. Alalala mahalala kanda ramayasia. Alalala mahalala kanda ramayasalala kanda ramahia remesanda rabakahaya. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. We believe we receive. Hallelujah. We believe we receive. Glory to God. We believe we receive, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, la 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 bayasaya. Alalala makanda ramahia, Lord. Alalala makashakanda rabakaha. Mama baba baba banda rebedeya yahia. Alalala makanda ramayasala lakindi. Alalala makanda ramayasaya. Alalala bakanda ramahia. Alalala bakanda ramayasala lakindi rabakaya. Ananande rebede. Anananande rebede. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You may be seated. Now you have to tell him, I believe I received that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. All right, all right. I like Mr. Bounds. I want y'all to know that. I really like Mr. Bounds. He's deep. He's deep. Amen. Our lesson is on prayer and I had to look at that again, you know, because I told y'all prayer and surrender, but he said prayer and full surrender, not partial, but full surrender. Amen. And I think I like that last definition talking about surrender. He says the act of allowing yourself to be influence or control by someone or something. And we know that in this class we're talking about God. You know, we're talking about giving ourselves wholly to God, surrendering the whole being, spirit, soul, and body to God. Amen. And a lot of times we think we've done that. You know, we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, and we think we are surrendered. But then, you know, you have to search your own heart. Right. Am I really you know, really, really surrendered. Yeah. Yeah, and I was telling y'all about the Holy Spirit. One thing I forgot prosperity. You know, he knows, the Holy Spirit knows the pathway to our prosperity. Amen? All we have to do is just ask him. Amen. Mr. Bounds says that our Lord Jesus excelled in praying because he was supreme in saintliness. That's the word that he used. He says the entire dedication to God and full surrender, which carry the whole being in a flame of holy, and he used the word consecration. And he says that gives wings to faith and energy to prayer. And I put in parentheses, confidence. He also said that full surrender, and again, the emphasis on full, opens the door to the throne of grace. Now, we know over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, put it in your notes, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. For what? That we may obtain mercy and find, as apostles' word tonight, grace and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen? So we can come boldly. You know, God does not want us to come to the throne of grace, you know, beggarly. You know, like we don't have a right to be there. We have a right. Amen? Through Jesus Christ, Jesus died for us to be able to come to the Father, to have access to the Father. And to present prayers and petitions and intercessions. And not only that, but so that we can also hear from the Father. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. And so we just thank God for that. In 1 Timothy 2 and 8, it says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. You know, and then Mr. Bowen says, it's essential, you know, lifting up the holy hands and praying all the time without wrath and without doubting. This is essential for us to be Christ-like in our praying. Amen? If you want to be like Christ in your praying, then, you know, you're going to have to pray continuously without wrath and without doubting. So, in other words, praying in faith. Amen? Praying, believing that what I'm asking for is according to the will of God. And I believe I receive. It dedicates the whole life to God. You know, that's what this whole chapter, well, the one before it, second year students are aware, it was on obedience. And this one is on surrender. And, you know, and it's all about giving your entire being to God. In other words, submitting yourself, humbling yourself, you know, to God. Amen? In Hebrews 7:26, says, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled. Now, he's talking about Jesus. Separate from sinners and made higher than the heavens. We see our Lord Jesus was holy. He was harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners. And that he had ready access to God in prayer. You know, Jesus wasn't timid. You know, when you notice how Jesus prayed, he prayed bold prayers. Like Apostle was sharing with us tonight. You know, he started off with, I thank you. Yes. Amen. Yes. You know, and so when we decide that we want to be more Christ-like in our praying, you know, it's just as Apostle said, you know, we're going to be the ones to be starting those prayers off with, I thank you. Yes. Why? Because we know what the word says. We believe what the word says, and we're going to be praying in faith, and we're going to be praying in confidence. Okay? Now, this full surrender, you're going to have to be fully surrendered to God. Amen? Amen. Fully surrendered. Jesus had ready access to God in prayer. He had this free, full access because of his unquestioning obedience to his Father. Amen? Unquestioning obedience to his Father. Throughout Jesus's earthly life, his supreme care and desire was to do the will of his Father. Amen. And that should be our desire, to do the will of our Father. Amen. Amen. And that he had the consciousness of having, Apostle used this word tonight, so ordered, talking about order, so ordered his life that it gave him confidence and assurance. And then we, you know, I just told you about Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Jesus was able to draw near to the throne of grace with unlimited confidence. And this confidence was born of his obedience. Amen. Obedience. Whatever he says to you, do it. Amen. Whatever he says to you, do it. And a lot of times, you know, I don't think we give as much attention to sins of omission as we do to sins of commission. But, you know, when God tells you to do something and you don't do it, you fail to do it, that's a sin of omission. Amen. So you have not fully obeyed God. Amen. You know, because we think of, I mean, you know, I used to think of big sins and little sins. No such thing. Sin is sin. Amen. If you don't do what God is telling you to do, it is sin. Even if you, you know, we call them the big sins. But then if you just fail, you know, you just leave it out. You know, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. That's still a sin. Amen. Jesus was able to draw near to the throne of grace with unlimited confidence because it was born of obedience. It was born of promised acceptance. He knew that God was going to accept him when he went to the throne of grace. Amen. And we can know that. We can know that. Amen. And then audience, talking about God's presence, you know. And then answer, knowing that when he prayed, he was going to get an answer to his prayer. Loving obedience, Mr. Bounds says, puts us where we can ask anything in his name, and it brings us into the prayer realm. Cheerful obedience to God qualifies us to pray effectively. So you see how if you're not obedient, you know, then you're going to be lacking the confidence in your prayer, because you're going to know when you get ready to pray. You know, well, he told me to do this and I didn't do it. or he told me not to do it and I did it. So when you get down to pray, you know, all of this, you know, now God is greater. The Bible tells us he's greater than our how does it say it? Anybody remember? That's good too. That's good, but that's not what I'm looking for. God is greater. Oh, yes. If our heart condemn us, then God is greater than our hearts. Amen? He's greater. He's greater than that. Glory to God. Loving obedience, like I said, you know, puts us where we can ask anything in his name and brings us into the prayer realm. Cheerful obedience to God qualifies us to pray effectively. And when we pray effectively, meaning that we can get our answers. Amen? Get our answers. Turn to Isaiah 38. We're going to look at King Hezekiah. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. Now, this is also over, and I think it's 1 Kings, but we're going to read the one in Isaiah. And we're talking about cheerful obedience to God. And I think this is all we're going to read tonight, qualifies us to pray effectively. Isaiah 38, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus said the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Y'all remember this. Y'all have heard it before. Verse 2, Then Hezekiah turned toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Amen. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will defend this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken. Amen. So what Hezekiah, you know, he said, I've lived a surrendered life. I've been obedient. I did all the things that you told me to do. You know, and now you're saying that I'm going to die. You know, in other words. And it says here that God heard, received his prayer, amen, and then told him, okay, I've heard it, and I'm adding to your life 15 years, amen? So if this can happen to Hezekiah in the Old Testament, amen, then how much more when we have lived a life, a surrendered life, fully surrendered to God and obedient to God. Amen? Amen. Then the same thing, you know, can happen for us. You know, we can go and say, well, Lord, I have given my tithes on seeds. Where is my prosperity? Amen. We can begin to call in our harvest. And I think for some of us, that's the reason we don't have it. We have planted seeds. Amen. We have planted the seeds. But have we been pulling some weeds out? I don't know too much about our garden. I mean, my husband's garden, but I don't. Amen. But I know he has to water the garden, and I know he got to pull the weeds out, and every now and then he got to go and till the soil around it. So, you know, we have to just remind God the way Hezekiah did. But, you know, a lot of times we don't do it because we're fearful. It's something that he told us to do that we didn't do, and so we don't feel like we have a right to go to God and say, you know, I'm calling in my harvest. Right. Amen? Amen. I mean, so you just search your heart, do what he tell you to do. Amen. You know, if he tell you to give $1,000, amen. Amen. You know, just go ahead on and give it and shut your eyes. Do like I do. Do like I do. Do it in trembling. Just go ahead on and you just do it. I'm just trusting him. I just tell him all the time, I did what you told me to do. And then I go on and I don't even worry about it no more. But I realize that I have to start, you know, watering and calling in my harvest also. Because don't just give it and not say anything. Every now and then the Holy Spirit will remind you that you got seeds that are planted. Go tend your garden. Amen. Go call in your heart. It's time. It's time. Apostle is praying for all of us. All of us who sow seeds. He is believing God. You know, he's believing that God is going to begin to raise up people, you know, partners, especially members. Amen. You know, we sitting here every week. Hallelujah. He's going to begin to raise us up. And, you know, that's his desire for us right now. You know, he want to see the fruit of all of his labor. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. But it's going to take full surrender. It's going to take obedience. It's going to take faith. And what did he tell us tonight? It's by grace. It's already done. Amen. It's hanging over our heads. It's hanging right there, waiting on us. And all we have to do is call it in. If Hezekiah could get God to change his sentence from set your house in order, you're going to die tonight, to add in 15 years. Right. You know, I heard Apostle say one time, you know, he said 15 years, but we don't know how many years he got. Right. He could have gotten 30, for all we know. God could have doubled it for him. Right. You know, because I read this one time, and I asked for the double. Yeah. Hey, I don't want just 15. I want me 30, 40 more. Right. Amen. I don't know. By that time, I don't think I had added up to 120. I don't know how many that would be. I'm not telling y'all. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Y'all be blessed. That's as far as we can go tonight. See y'all next week.